This week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
You know what? I'm going to stop everything right here because I think it's very important that we talk about orcs.
A familiar foe is up to some new tricks.
And it falls out of his hand and explodes on him and immolates him.
Oh my god!
And Galabras springs to action.
Close I'm going to stand right where I am and not do anything.
Troy threatens to even the odds.
The woman breaks out of her bonds and comes out and strikes you.
Lork is flanked.
It summons a huge water elemental.
You will not rest until we're dead.
But will he make the wrong choice?
The DM is never wrong.
That's true. That is true.
Because you can be like, I'm going to do it again. I'll be like, nope.
It's like papal infallibility.
The adventure continues.
He basically cut him across his forehead and he's bleeding into his eyes. I can't see.
Right now.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Glass Cannon Podcast. Before we get to the episode, I just want to send out a couple of special thank yous. We got this great email from Airman Harkey out in Sacramento. We want to just, you know, send a hearty thank you for that email to him and to all the sergeants over on the base. Listen to the podcast. Love the feedback. And thanks for the dinner invitation. I also want to give a special shout out to my friend and yours, Jeff Allen, who is currently building up a storm right now, but is a great fan of the podcast and a great proselytizer for the podcast. So, yeah, we really love that. And special thanks to him. Anyway, let's get to the episode. Please enjoy episode 39, The Immolation Game.
So I was perusing the game mastery guide that Paizo puts out, as any DM worth his weight in geldings would do. And
castrated horses?
You just started reading about being a DM?
Yeah. And I figured 39 episodes in, I need to figure this thing out. No, it's good to go back from time to time, I think, and just kind of reread the rules. But, I mean, the Game Mastery Guy isn't really about rules. It's about being a good DM, what makes a good DM. And one thing I read that I kind of want to find a way to incorporate, and it's a tricky thing, is when I say, okay, roll to attack, and you roll, and you're like, all right, let me add my bonuses from this. All right, so I rolled an 8 on the die, plus 6, and then that guy gave me guidance. So 16, and then I go, miss. And then one of you goes, no, sorry, I forgot to add this, 17. Still a miss. You know what? It's actually an 18. Well, it's a hit, and now you know my monster's AC is 18. Right. Now the worst.
Very clever player,
right? How convenient. Now they say there are some DMs out there that's like what comes out of your mouth is what sticks, and that's very hard. It's certainly very hard to do that all the time.
And you also don't want to just be sitting there being super quiet doing math for like 20 seconds to be sure,
especially
every
on radio.
Time.
But I think we should all, including myself, be beholden to what we say within a given amount of time. So if you do your math and whatever, and you're like, my reflex save was a 17, I'm going to give you a second or two. And then if I say miss or hit or you made it or you failed, that's it. And, you know, within reason, I'm sure there's going to be scenarios where it's like, oh, fuck, I forgot this one thing. It's really, really important. You told me that I could do it or whatever. We'll work it out. We're not going to have these hard and fast rules. But I think it'll be more fun to kind of like hold you to what you say. And
so it's after you say hit or miss.
After I say hit or miss. Now, after in situations that. Where... we've already moved on to another character, and you're like, oh, wait a minute, I wouldn't take that damage because I had mage armor, and I forgot that my AC was 4 points higher, so I actually don't take any damage. No, actually, you take the damage.
Oh,
I'm going to do that, yeah. But we'll see. We're going to take it on a case-by-case scenario, and I'm going to hold myself to the same thing. If
sort
I'm
of
like
taking your hand off the pawn piece. It's like, right. Once it moves to the next character's
turn. Once it moves on, once you've hit that clock, if you're playing chess in Washington Square Park... it is the other player's turn. So let's toy around with that.
Was this under the chapter?
Let's get Skid really mad. Is that the idea?
Skid has not looked me in the eyes since I started talking.
No. Whatever you say, Hitler.
Wow.
You want to emulate one of the worst men. Although, I have to say, before we move on, Hitler gets a pretty bad rap historically.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Rightly so. But in his defense, he did kill Hitler.
It's a good bit.
Yeah,
it's
very true. Yeah,
nice. I stole that from Jimmy Carr. Sorry.
I have to ask, Troy, was this the chapter on like how to DM for middle schoolers? Because I feel like that's the kind of shit I went through when I was 13. You said it.
Sorry, you said it.
Counts.
Shoots and ladders. You went up the ladder. You went down the chute. That's it. All right, so that's really all I wanted to say. The great thing about recording these episodes for a podcast is I can go back and listen and be like, oh, okay, how many hit points did that guy take? What spell did he cast? What spell? And I actually know here that last battle, Lork took 12 hit points of damage, Baron took 14, Benverin was unconscious and dying, but Gormley stabilized him, so he is just unconscious and near death.
Yeah, can I say something about that real fast?
In one moment. And also, Gormley cast Mage Armor, and Galabras cast True Strike.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew?
I have to say,
yes.
In listening back to the podcast, you have left us in a lot of perilous situations, a lot of dangerous situations, threatening, like, we thought we were going to die, Skid... I can't. How many times has Skid said "fuck you" at the end of a podcast?
Every time.
I think every time.
But never, never have you left a character unconscious at the end of a podcast, and you did it to Ben Vereen.
That's true.
Is very true.
That is true.
I don't think that can be overstated.
Well, he did leave Jason unconscious.
That's true.
At the end of an episode,
unconscious with a throat slit.
If Ben Vereen survives book two, then I'm a failure as a DM.
I think that's fair to say.
I think that's pretty fair. Yeah. So when last we left the True Now Four and a Half, or the Wet Bandits, as Grant would like it to be.
Ben Vereen is our Pete Best. He's the fifth. Four.
I've now added a map here, because we played that last combat with the direwolves in Theater of the Mind, and now you get a little better sense of where you are. So you came up this hill. This is the Broken Dock. It's actually a little farther down than where I've drawn it. But your battle with the direwolves took place to the right of this not too large building, 5, 10, 15, 25, like 40 feet across, 40 feet wide, 45 feet deep building. You see the stables, the hitching post. You see a small building coming out from a small outcropping with doors coming out from the right side of the building closer to the stables. And then on the other side, you see a staircase leading up and a drawbridge that is down leading into the building. So like staircase leading up to a small platform, a drawbridge that is down leading in to the way station.
On the second floor? Second level?
It's just kind of a raised entrance.
Like how raised?
5 feet up.
Okay.
5 feet up.
And so how tall is the whole building?
The whole building is 25 feet tall.
Okay.
And the building is not directly on the water. There's a little bit of ground
between. Oh, yeah. You know, you're about 50 feet away from the shore. Can I get some shore music?
Shoreline music?
And you did hear a woman cry out, so it can be a little eerie.
No.
That's right. You did hear a woman cry out in pain. Female voice.
Is that why Lork's so green? Because he eats all his spinach?
I think that must be folic acid.
Oh, there it is. That's nice.
There's some water in the distance.
If only you rolled dice as well as you play sound effects.
God damn it.
There's some crickets.
That was the sound of the joke landing.
All right, so what do you guys do? Some of you are hurt. A couple spells have been burned. You hear a woman cry out in pain from the direction of the way station.
I would like to... Well, why don't I want to tend to Ben Vereen?
Yeah,
for a second, I want to like try to pick him
just
up,
put him out of his misery, slit his throat.
Stop! No, I want to.
I'm asking.
I want to see if I want to do a heel check and see if I can see how badly hurt he is.
Okay.
Let's see, that's a rarely rolled skill for me. It's a 19.
A 19. How many points below zero was he?
He was 9 points below zero.
And what's his con?
15.
Yeah, so he is near death.
Yeah. So so Lork is going to ask one of you guys to help. Either Gormley or Galabras.
I'm going to... Well, everyone's hurt, right? Or a bunch of people are hurt?
Yeah, yeah.
These two are... Baron and Lork are.
I'm going to go ahead and channel then.
Jeepers, if Gormley hadn't stabilized Ben Vereen, he would have bled out.
Three points.
Oh no. You on 2d6?
Yeah.
Do you want me to burn a cure light wounds on him?
Well, you know, no, I have,
you guys
the,
have the wands, right?
I've got the wand, so I'll just use that.
Right. I have potions that we could burn. Can you force one
those
down?
Those are better. Vereen? No, because those are better in combat.
True.
4 points to Ben Vereen. One charge. 8 points to Ben Vereen.
All right, he's now up.
All right, so you're just
starts wrestling around. Yeah,
with the wand.
He's at 6 hit points now.
Another one. 4 more points.
Okay.
You want another one?
Yep.
6.
Okay, that's full.
Okay.
Wow.
Thank you so much for using 9 charges off our wand.
All right, so 1 channel and 15 charges of the wand, and Ben Vereen is up.
Thank you, Galabras.
Do you want to tie him to the hitching post?
No.
Is he still raging or no? That rage?
No, yeah.
His opponent dies.
His opponent dies.
So he is just fatigued then. Wouldn't he be fatigued coming out of a rage or no?
I don't know.
Only for double the number of rounds that he was raging.
Yeah.
Okay, so as...
And we're out of combat.
Right,
so
if you guys aren't rushing into the building, you can...
I think he was only raging 1 round before he was put down. So 12 seconds.
By the way, I know I've complained a lot about actual living animals getting short shrift in Pathfinder. I have a recording of a wolverine growling that I just want to share, just to give people an idea of like what wolverines are actually like in real life.
Whoa. That's just it growling?
Yeah, that's just at rest.
It's snoring.
Right.
Okay, so what do you guys do? You got the small outcropping of a building. You hear the scream come from...
The scream just came from the way station. We didn't hear right. many. Okay.
Can I echolocate where it was in the way station? If I should run to these double doors that are on the right or to the stairs up to the... Whatchamacallit?
Well, you would know, since the door, the drawbridge is down, it most likely came from inside the main building.
And that's where that leads, inside the
that
main building, the drawbridge?
As far as you know, you don't know what the layout of the room is.
All right, then Lork is going to move quickly to that drawbridge.
I'm with you.
So Baron actually turns to the rest of the crew with healing capabilities and is shocked that 9 charges were used on an animal companion. And he himself is still down quite a few points. Does anyone have any other healing?
I didn't know you were hurt.
Yeah, no, it's fine. We're all
here. Let me heal you.
Thank you,
Lork. You're down too still.
Yeah, 6. But I'm not afraid. He was more concerned for his animal companion.
Need another, one other one?
We can wait.
Okay. Also, percentage wise, he's not down very much compared to Ben Vereen.
Okay, so as you're walking up there, Galabras touches Baron with the wand.
I'm sort of like at a run.
You're at a run. Okay, tell me...
Because there's a sense of urgency here. He heard a woman scream. He has seen what these orcs did in Trunau to women, and he is trying to close the distance as soon as possible. No stealth check.
Right.
Like getting there as soon as possible.
We all know what happened to Carl's family.
Yeah.
Well, to exactly. Carl, worst
to
of all.
To Carl, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so now tell me who's rushing up behind Lork. What's the order of events?
I'll be right behind.
So Ben Vereen, come.
And he's following me.
I'm probably behind Ben Vereen.
Okay, so Ben Vereen at your side.
I'll bring up the rear.
Galabras, Baron.
Seems good to me.
Gormley. Okay, so you up the stairs to the platform, and the drawbridge is 5 feet away into the room.
Okay. Can I like just listen at the door real quick?
Yes, it's open.
Oh, it's open.
But it's dimly lit.
Mm. Okay.
Do you have dark vision?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me check and see if that's true.
I would think a half orc has dark vision.
What time of day?
Yes, he has dark vision.
What time of day is this? 60 feet.
It's afternoon.
Okay.
60 feet of dark vision.
60 feet of dark vision.
Okay. So you look in the room and you see in the back corner of the room a woman in like yellow plate armor, tied up, badly beaten, and looks like she's could be unconscious or dead. You're not sure.
Oh, shit.
So what that scream that we heard was like her last. She seems to be unconscious.
That is what you see.
And we don't see anything else.
You don't see anything else.
And we don't hear any more screaming.
Nope.
Okay, then I'd like to just duck my head in the door and look to the left and right, like immediately to the left and right of the door and around the room.
Roll for initiative.
Oh.
Rolling for initiative. I just want to ask a question about the animal companion initiative. We talked about this briefly before, and I just want to come to a definite decision.
Right.
He has an initiative modifier. If I roll higher than Lork, can I take a handle animal free action on his turn? You know what I mean? Or should I just never roll his initiative and just have it be
your initiative? Yeah.
It's up to you. I don't care either way.
I feel like it would be easier for you as if it was a summoned creature to have him just take your initiative.
All right, that's fine.
But it's up to whatever you prefer. I don't have a preference. So if it's easier, if you would rather have
you know what? Why don't we just do a case by case? Because there might be a case where like he's alone and gets jumped or something, and I want him to be able to have a higher initiative if he rolls it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And I could always have him hold his action
until I know what the actual rule is. I'm fine with that. It's not going to be a game breaker.
I would think once he's fully trained, you should just be able to treat him like a summoned creature, but he should act on his own initiative.
Yeah,
right.
I think that's cooler anyway.
Yeah.
Story.
It also makes sense. Like, if a wolverine is attacked, it's gonna like it would.
Right.
It would
it's not gonna hold to Lork's action.
Oh wait, I gotta see what my boss says.
send out an email.
Yeah. All right. Anybody roll above 25?
No.
Okay. Anybody above 20?
No.
All right. Anybody above 15?
Oh, no.
What is going on?
Oh, boy.
Anybody above 2?
14.
Hey.
14.
14. I think Baron's got the better initiative now with Gunslinger's initiative, right?
No, I think they're both. It's a roll-off. Again.
It's a roll-off.
It's a roll-off. It's a roll-off. Best part of the podcast.
It's so exciting. Oh, my God.
Bernie Madoff. Make sure you add your bonus, Baron.
All right, Baron goes
Baron
first.
Wins.
All right, so Baron, then Gormley, Lork.
5 for Lork.
Galabras.
6.
Wait, hold on. I didn't add my... Oh, shit.
Fuck.
Wow.
Yeah, that was rough.
When I say wow, I mean wow. Lork, you peek your head in the door, and I will freeze time. You see 3 full-blooded orcs.
Uh-oh.
When you peeked in, you saw on the far side of the room the woman there. They heard the fighting outside with the direwolves. You guys caused quite a ruckus out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you peeked around the corner, there's 3 of them standing there just fucking waiting.
Are they like John Wick angry that we killed their dog? Are they going to like fucking...
If I didn't see Jurassic Park, then you know I didn't see John Wick.
Oh, come on.
Fucking God. Oh,
fucking
And now Lork... You know what? I'm going to stop everything right here because I think it's very important that we talk about orcs and we talk about ferocity versus
orc ferocity. Well, we wrote an article about it, but you know, who knows who saw it?
One of our listeners, I believe his name is Richard Hindley, sent us an awesome email explaining the difference between ferocity and orc ferocity. And basically, unbeknownst to me, the entire attack on True Now, I was treating all the full-blooded orcs as if they had orc ferocity. But no. Orc ferocity is a trait that half-orcs get, like Lork, for example. So when you reach 0... Hey, Joe, you can explain it better.
Yeah, if you're below 0 for 1 round as a half-orc, you can act as if you're still up. You're a little limited, but you get 1 more breath of life because you're so ferocious.
And you can either move or make an attack, and
but
then you
once
pass
you
out.
Do, you pass out. You drop and pass out.
And that's how I was playing the orcs. But no. Orcs have ferocity. And with ferocity, they act as if staggered until they completely die to the amount of their con.
Negative their con.
So if an orc has 15 con, he gets to zero hit points. He has essentially 15 more rounds of combat before he dies if he doesn't get hit, where he can either take a move action or a standard action, and he will lose a hit point every single round, but he can act until he is fully dead.
Mm. What does stagger
actually
mean?
Actually, I don't know that he takes a hit point if he doesn't take a standard action.
I looked it up before
if he
the
just
sesh.
Moves.
Yeah.
Okay.
Staggered means you can take either a move action or a standard action.
Okay.
But in this case, you lose a hit point every time. Every action you take, you lose another hit point.
So many, many moons ago, in the burning building, for example, with Sarah Morninghawk and Greet Stagenstar, when Gormley almost died due to the situation, those orcs would have actually lived another who knows how many more rounds, because they were not, they have to be killed below their con until they are fully dead. That's how badass these are. Well, these orcs, now we know, are going to be pretty
so
tough.
Back then, you were on page 3 of the Game Mastery Guide.
Right, you know, I hadn't fully read ahead. No, but okay. Thank you. Big shout out to Richard Hindley, and if I'm mispronouncing your name.
Retroactive.
Yeah, how could that not have been on cue sooner? Yeah.
Now, time unfreezes. Lork, you see three orcs. The two in the back are wielding falchions.
Two-handed?
No, they're wielding, the two in the back are each wielding a falchion. Joe, I need your full, undivided attention, because
this is
very important. The orc in the front, you see, is holding this very, what's the word I'm looking for? Fragile-looking, volatile, see-through globe that you would think has some sort of... Baron would love to take a look at this alchemical thing. And he looks petrified to about to throw it. And it is his move.
Oh, no.
Throws this thing at Lork.
I really wish we were going first.
I wish I didn't roll. Hey. I'm so terrible. I rolled a 3 on the d20.
Now, I will tell you, this isn't like he hits, something really bad happens. To Lork. He misses, something really bad happens to him.
Oh,
boy.
That's it.
Whew. And you're flat-footed.
And you are flat.
And this is against my flat-footed AC.
This is against your flat-footed AC because the orcs are going first. The first orc throws this strange-looking bomb at you. It is a 12 against your flat-footed AC.
Sorry, Troy. It's a miss.
Hey!
Sweet.
Okay, so he goes to throw it, and it falls out of his hand and explodes on him and immolates him.
Oh my God!
It does. I have to roll this damage.
Someone make some water on him. Explode that alchemical fire.
Yeah.
No, Troy wouldn't let that happen.
Whoops.
It does. It does 24 points of damage to him.
Oh, wow. My God.
Is he
burning too, or is it just...
And now he has to roll a reflex save to see if he catches fire.
And is there splash damage to his compatriots?
He failed... No, no splash damage.
Okay.
He fails his reflex save, catches fire, takes another 2 points of fire damage.
Nice.
And hold me to it, because he is...
Burning.
Burning alive.
I've always wanted to go to Burning Man. I'm so excited. Burning orc.
If that had hit.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. Okay. The next orc, dunk, 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 steps up to Lork and swings his falchion.
Lork has partial cover, right?
You do have partial cover around the door, because Lork is peeking into the doorway. So this guy comes up and swings at Lork. 21 to hit.
That hits.
Swings the falchion around the door. 13 points of damage.
Oh, man.
The other orc holds his action. He kind of moves to protect the woman. Takes like maybe 10 feet of movement towards the woman and holds his action. And it is now Baron's turn. Baron, you just hear boom, and you see Lork get hit. That's all you know.
So is there room to stand next to Lork to shoot into the room?
Yeah.
No, you'd have to enter the room.
Fuck.
Yeah, I mean, you can shoot past Lork, but I mean, they're
the door is
all...
only 5 foot wide, is what you're saying.
Yeah, the door is 5 feet wide. So you really got to come into the room. You'd be shooting around a corner. You don't have line of sight.
Okay, I'm going to stand diagonal to Lork into the room.
Okay, so Baron comes up, enters the room. You're right in the corner, and you see one orc. Well, like that, some stunt
that,
man.
That provokes.
Yeah, it's provokes that attack provokes. Opportunity.
And you can roll an acrobatics.
Yep, roll acrobatics against his CMD.
But then you're moving half speed, too.
Oh, that's
Would
true.
Would that be enough to get into the room?
That's right. We're making
oh, wait, yeah, your movement speed is 20, only 20 feet. Yeah. So even to get to there is a double move.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm going to hold my action, I guess.
Or just fucking double move.
Yeah, but I can't attack from there, so I'm just going to put myself in as a bullet sponge, which doesn't make sense.
Right. Well, the only thing is, if you provoke that attack of opportunity, if he doesn't have multiple attacks of opportunity, he can get the rest of your party into the room. I'm just giving you your options. Because then he can't.
I
mean, not gonna
I can also roll if you want me to do the acrobatics check. If you're coming in right after me,
I will say this: nothing's going to change next round. You're going to have to, at some point, double move to get in the room.
Just all giving you your options.
Fuck you guys. people apparently want me to die. So I'll do an acrobatics check.
More than anything in the world.
Yeah, I'm going to do an acrobatics check because, you know, I'm supposed to be a fucking Darren-esque gunslinger.
Daring do.
But you can't, though.
Yeah, but you can't because when you do an acrobatics check to avoid an attack of opportunity, any type of acrobatics check, you move at half speed.
Right.
Unless you want to move at full speed, it's a plus five to the CMD, I believe.
Yeah, so just do that. Be daring.
Do a daring do.
So I have no role to avoid an attack of opportunity.
You do, but he just gets a bonus to the DC.
Right.
That's all.
All right, okay. I'll do it. That is a 23.
He attacks.
Oh, that was tough. That was a tough move.
Just missed it. 14 to hit against your flat-footed AC.
No, he's acting.
No, he's acting. Yeah. Sorry.
That is a miss.
That is a miss. Nice.
He was literally doing an acrobatic.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
He's like, well, you're flat-footed.
Okay, so now remember and hold me to it. That guy cannot do
take another attack.
Attack of opportunity.
Of opportunes.
Gorm Lay.
Skid, can you count me off, see if I can get in the square next to Baron? Or is that one square too many for my movement?
Can you just move through Lork?
Yes.
Okay. I can get there.
Right there, and then next to him? Can you move 30 feet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 30 feet.
Yeah.
Great. I will do that.
So Gormley rushes past Lork into the room, sidles up next to Baron, does not provoke because he already used his attack of opportunity.
What Lork, get your shit together. Let's go.
You see one guy on fire. And,
I see the guy on fire. I'm like, all right, not him. And I'm going to look at the one who held his action.
Okay.
The one who's like waiting there, hesitating.
Okay.
I'll hex him. Evil eye for attack rolls.
Nice.
Evil eye for attack rolls. So it's going to be an old-fashioned will save.
DC 15.
Save.
All right, so for one round, you have -2 to your attack roll.
Well, it's good because he now steps up to attack you.
Nice. Of course he does. I am no longer flat-footed, right?
You are no longer flat-footed. So he has to roll twice and take the lowest?
No, he just takes -2.
Oh, -2, I'm sorry.
Why didn't you just say yes?
Yes, that's exactly what he has to do.
Someone asks you to roll two dice, you say yes.
Ray, when someone asks you if you're God.
Fumble.
Oh!
Some things never change.
Yeah, these orcs, man, I'll tell you.
He's named?
He is not.
Fumbles are for everyone.
Fumbles,
are,
okay,
fumbles.
Right,
fumbles
right.
are for everyone.
Oh, man. Jeepers. It's called Eat Dirt.
Yeah, I like it.
So as he rushes up to you, he falls prone and is blinded for 3 rounds.
Nice. It's Gormley's stunning beauty. He just fell to the ground.
Okay, and it is Galabras' turn.
All right. I'm going to step up behind...
there's no step there. That's it's just a drawbridge that Lork is on.
Oh,
it's only 5 feet wide.
I'm totally confused.
So I'll shout out here? To say Galabras.
No.
Close I'm going to stand right where I am and not do anything.
Okay, so Galabras just kind of closes the distance, comes up to the door, hears all this shit going on.
So I can't reach. I am completely confused as the layout of this thing.
Right in front of you is a ladder up 5 feet to a platform, and then another little bridge that's only 5 feet wide goes into the building, and Lork is standing on that bridge.
Well, can I reach Lork at all?
Yeah, you can go up the ladder and get behind
him. It's stairs, not a ladder.
Oh, all right. Stairs. Then I do that. Yep. I do that, and I give Lork a bit of luck.
Ooh, sweet.
Touches Lork ever so centrally on the buttocks, and now it's Lork's turn. Or Menverine, your choice.
Okay, so then Lork is going to move into the room, and he's actually going to move 10 feet because this guy used his attack of opportunity, so he looks a little off kilter.
And the other dude is prone, so he's not going to provoke.
Yeah, so he's going to move in there, and to the guy that hit him, he's going to two-handed swing his falchion, and with a bit of luck, he's going to do a power attack, by the way, I have been doing wrong. I forgot it levels up at fourth level, power attack.
That's right.
And when it's two-handed, it's even more vicious, so now I get a plus six to damage on top of my damage I already had.
But it's a minus two to hit.
But I'm rolling two die. I mean, how could it go wrong? Oh, God. You son of a bitch. 17 to hit.
17 to hit hits.
Yeah. Okay, then I do... I'm sorry, falchion is 2d4. I do 14 points of damage.
Nice. Oh, mama. Okay. Benverin.
All right, I will push Benverin to attack. He will learn it within a few days, but he doesn't quite know it yet, and I fail. So he's just going to kind of hover out there for a second, confused.
Fair enough. Round two. The orc who threw the bomb rolls to the ground and tries to put the fire out. He gets a reflex save and adds plus four to try and put himself out. And he extinguishes the fire, but he is laying on the ground. Does not take any damage. So now there are two orcs on the ground. One blind, one singed. And the blind guy... No, excuse me. The one that Lork just attacked now attacks Lork with his fashion. 14 to hit.
Miss. Tinks off the armor.
Can't be flanked when his buddy is sitting on the ground.
Right.
Taking a nap. Baron.
Can Baron get into flanking position on this guy? Or would that be in an acrobatics roll?
That would be multiple acrobatics.
Okay.
You also can't. There's no way to flank. They're both against walls.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, so I'm going to shoot him.
Do it.
Okay. 10 feet away, Baron pulls out his pistol.
And that is a 17 to hit.
That is a hit.
Nice.
That is 7 points of damage.
Ooh, baby. And that's the one that Lork hit, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And rapid reload.
Rapid reload. Gormley.
Okay. I need a little bit of nerdage help here.
You came to the right place.
I want to touch the blinded orc and deliver inflict light wounds to him while he's on the ground and blinded. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do I have to roll an attack roll for that, or can I just touch him?
Yeah, it's a touch, melee touch attack. So it's going to be hard for you.
Against his touch AC? Or
yeah, against his touch AC. Yeah.
All right. I'm not going to do that then. I'm just going to evil eye the standing orc.
Well, I mean, for what it's worth, being blinded, he takes a minus two penalty to his AC.
And he loses his dexterity bonus to AC, which means he's flat-footed and touch AC.
Yeah.
Which means it's like his AC would be like 10.
Yeah.
All right, well, then I'll do it.
So just try to grab his leg and inflict wounds on him.
I will say
magically.
His AC isn't 10, but...
Well, whatever.
Whatever. Yeah, and I'll just magically try to inflict light wounds on him.
Okay. You just touch him.
Nine.
So do you lose the spell then if you do that, or is it not cast?
Nah, it's gone.
Yeah, I imagine it's gone.
I would imagine it's gone.
But it doesn't go off.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
Is that attack just to touch him?
Yeah. So no, you lose it. It's like saying you miss with your falchion.
Sorry. It's an accident.
So you miss with your falchion, so I get another action because I miss with my falchion? No, the spell's gone.
No, but it,
but I never cast... You know, I'm gonna look
it's like if
up.
You misfire with your pistol, the bullet is still in the gun. I mean, you can, don't lose the bullet.
If you find something on D20 PFSRD that says it's lost, otherwise DM says it's lost, and it is the prone orc's turn, he attempts to stand up. Gormley and Lork both get attack of opportunities if they choose to use them.
I will do so. It's also a power attack because it's every attack that round.
Okay.
So power attack. Ah, miss.
Gormley, do you choose to attack him? Do you have a weapon in hand that Lork, you'd like to attack?
My hair is going to extend and I'll do a natural attack with the hair.
Okay.
You can't, unless
it's
that's
an instant action.
Okay. All right.
I can do it instantaneously. So does that count?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Sure.
Instant, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like...
24 to hit.
24 hits.
5 points of damage.
5 points of damage. He then swings at Gormley. Blindly swings. And 13.
Miss.
Yep. Because he takes a -4 to strength and dex for being blinded as well. Okay, and it is Galabras' turn.
Galabras. I'm gonna step up 5 feet and give Bit of Luck to Baron.
Yes.
Okay, so you step up to the where Lork first was attacked and touch around the doorway to Baron. Okay. Did you use Bit of Luck, Lork? Oh, so you haven't attacked yet.
There's no guide.
Oh, yeah, wait, I didn't
use it. You forgot to even use it.
I forgot to use it.
Yeah, you did.
On the attack of opportunity.
Oh, right.
Oh, it's all D20 for that round?
Wow.
It's Lork's turn, and your Bit of Luck is run out. Looks like your Bit of Luck has
okay,
run out.
Okay, so Lork is going to take a 5-foot step, and he's going to attack the guy who just put himself out of flames who's on the ground. He's going to try to execute this guy with his falchion.
The guy who's laying. Now, he gets a bonus to his AC for laying to the ground, correct?
Only for ranged attacks.
Oh.
So, no, he has a minus to his AC, I would imagine, on the ground. No? Is there no dexterity penalty or anything like that?
Not sure.
Okay, well, we'll just say it's his regular AC, and I will swing the falchion down, power attack, 17.
17 hits.
Yeah. All right. And he will do... 14 points of damage.
And he is completely dead below his con.
Yes. Yeah.
Executed.
You literally executed him. He hit the ground, stopped, drop, and roll, put the flames out, and Lork just cuts his arm off, and he bleeds up. Give it up to Lork. Benverine.
All right, I will try to push him again. Benverine, get in this fight right now. Nope.
No pushing from Benverine.
No such luck.
Okay, it is round 3. It's funny, sometimes you prep these things, you're like, man, this is going to be a tough combat. Fumble, immolates himself.
Blinded.
Blinded.
Executed on the ground.
Yeah,
ritual execution.
The woman breaks out of her bonds and comes out and strikes you.
Lork is flanked.
And summons a huge water elemental.
You will not rest until we're dead.
Okay, so it is
I want to give you an update on what I'm reading here.
Oh, here we go.
I'm still trying to get final clarification, but what I'm reading suggests that you can keep, once this spell is charged, I could keep making touch attacks until it's discharged.
Uh-huh. Oh, that does make sense,
that
actually.
Is what
There's
I
a lot of
thinking.
Spells that work that way.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. I've never heard this. So it's like, boom. How many rounds does the...
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, that's...
All right, Troy. Back to the books.
Back to the books.
Troy, do you ever get tired of being wrong all the time?
I don't know.
Or do you just summon that inner energy to just keep being wrong.
As
like,
most
constantly.
Of our Twitter followers pointed out this week, the DM is never wrong.
That's true. That is true.
Because you can be like, I'm going to do it again. I'll be like, nope.
Yeah, it's true. It's like papal infallibility. True.
Oh, here, okay.
Oh, boy.
So if anything happens, I have to make a concentration check to keep the spell active.
Ah, okay.
Right.
That's fair.
So, now,
that's by fair. Anything happens, can
like
be
take damage.
Well, I also delivered an attack with my hair. So the question is, would I have discharged the spell, or would I have had to roll a concentration check? Because my hair can deliver spells.
You would have to roll a concentration check to keep that spell active. Wow, this is something I've never even dealt with before. I mean, it does make sense.
Yeah.
You want me to roll retroactively to see what's
going
on?
Yeah, you can retroactively roll the concentration check.
I rolled a 26 concentration check.
That should do it.
That should do.
What would the DC?
It would be 15 plus double the spell level.
Okay, yeah, I think.
Right, so 26. That's what, the first level spell?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a DC level. 17.
Yeah.
15 plus 1 plus 1.
So I still my hand is still glowing with power. Your hand is still glowing.
You're like, I just want to touch someone. okay, so now the guy who has been the only competent orc in the group swings at... Who does he want to swing at? Who is this?
He can only swing at Calabrus unless he moves.
Right. No, he's going to take a 5-foot step towards Baron and swing at Baronius. 22 to hit.
You should have seen how much Troy pumped his fist when he fucking finally had a good roll. Oh, he hates us all so much after that fucking gorilla battle.
It's been a while. It's been quite a while.
Yes.
All right. 14 points of damage with the falchion.
Oh,
boom! And these falchions have a pretty decent crit range.
They do.
I get no attack of opportunity for him because it was just
a 5-foot step. Yeah. But he has put himself in the fray here with now he's got Galabras to his left and Baron to his directly in front of him and Gormley off to his right. It is now Baron's turn. This guy just came up who you just shot. Obviously, he would be mad.
Baron's going to get up close and deadly.
Literally.
Up on this.
Roll twice.
Motherfucker.
That's right. Bit of luck.
He's going to say, ow.
Classic.
Critical threat.
Oh, man.
Okay. He's dead. He's 100% dead.
Okay.
Without question.
Critical threat. So let's confirm the crit, and then we'll go over once again.
Another 20.
Okay, so now the way, just to refresh everybody on how we've decided to do this. If it says double damage on the card, you do your times 4 damage plus whatever else it does. If it says normal damage, you're going to do times 3 damage. If it says triple damage, you're going to do times 5 damage plus whatever it says on the card. That's our new crit system until we change it again.
And I only get one card, right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
In lieu of doing multiple cards.
But pick bludgeoning or piercing, whatever.
I'm going to choose lights out.
That sounds pretty appropriate.
Yeah, it sounds pretty dead on.
Normal damage and target is blinded for 1d3 rounds.
That's pretty good.
Two blind guys, so times 3 damage.
So that is 30 points of damage.
30 points of damage.
I add 5 points to what I rolled with up close and deadly for being deadly aimed. And it is. Yeah.
Okay.
But wait.
And he's blind.
What is the 6 die to die for?
That's for up close and deadly.
I don't think that gets multiplied, though.
It does not.
Isn't that precision damage?
It's just your base damage gets multiplied.
Yes.
It's like sneak damage.
Triple your base and then add whatever the d6 was.
Right.
Oh, so just what was on the die then? Or do I add add my deadly aim as well?
And your deadly aim is a minus to hit and bonus damage, right?
Yeah.
Like power attack.
Yeah, so
that gets multiplied.
That gets multiplied, it's just the precision damage does.
Okay, then it is 8 times 3, 24 plus 2 is 26.
26 points of damage.
Not bad.
He is still alive, but you basically put
the
blinded,
gun don't forget.
Up to his chest.
No, up to his eyes. Shot his eyes.
It was up to his eyes. Right. Well, the sort of flare from the blast.
He's going to be blinded for 2 rounds.
Nice. All right.
My goodness. That's good. I appreciate that because now both my guys will be able to see again in the same round.
Heaven.
No, they'll be dead. Gormley.
That was the one that's in melee combat with now Galabras, right?
Right.
Or Lork. Gormley's going to reach out and try to touch that guy.
Okay, so the guy who just got shot at, who hit Baron.
And who's blinded.
And who's blinded. You are going to... Go for it.
Reach out and touch someone. That's going to be a miss. 8.
Misses.
And then for my move action...
First, you got to roll the concentration check to keep that spell active. You son of a bitch.
18.
Ooh, just made it. It is still active.
Yikes.
I would like to move.
The makings of a We Are Stupid.
It's all over it.
But Matthew's writing it.
Yeah. There are going to be so many annotations in that article.
Footnotes, links to various
references. See Plessy versus Ferguson, 1962.
I would like to roll an acrobatics check,
right,
to move over or move through the enemy square along the wall so I'm not surrounded by enemies that can kill me.
Sure. Okay, so roll that acrobatics check. That's going to be a +5 to its CMD to get onto the other side of him. He's not going to see a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
16.
He attacks. Now, he does take a -2. -2 to his...
And 50%
chance. And 50% concealment.
That's right. Critical threat. I'm going to roll to confirm, and then I'm going to roll the 50% concealment just to make one of us happy.
Make it more dramatic.
does not confirm with a 13?
Does not confirm.
Okay, unconfirmed. But let's see if it even hits... I rolled a 50, so now I got to roll the other fucking die. That's basically what I'm trying to say. 53. All
right,
so it does hit Gormley. Man, that crit on Gormley.
Ooh.
We've been there.
Yeah, we have.
Orcs critting Gormley.
And it was concealment that saved her the last time.
Yeah.
That's right. 10 points of damage to Gormley. Just, and you stay in the spot in which you were. It is now... that orc's turn, and he swings at you again.
Oh, no.
Blindly, just swinging that falchion.
Doesn't she get to go?
I did go.
When you fail...
Her move action was second.
Okay.
Yeah, and when you fail the acrobatics check, you stay right where you are. This guy, nice try, swings out and misses. Very anticlimactic.
He is blind.
He is blind. Who was that? Is that a woman? A man? Galavris. You've got an orc directly in front of you that just got a bullet.
I think I might have to roll another concentration check, too, by the way.
Go for it.
Just in case.
Oh, you know what? You do, anytime you take damage, and it's 10, or it's 15 plus the damage dealt. Damage you took.
25.
So it's 25 now.
Missed. 21.
Yeah, it might be like 10 plus, but it's definitely the damage dealt factors in.
I can't imagine a 21.
Which makes sense.
Would do it. Yeah, so.
I'm actually kind of glad this spelled this way because that would make this We Are Stupid article a lot easier.
The power fades from your hands. Galabras, orc in front of you, bleeding out from a bullet wound and also blind.
I am going to activate the armor of Usgroth with its command phrase. Man. In a jaw.
Drum. And how many rounds a day can you... How many rounds a day can you get?
Wait, you might not do that because you're on the other side of a doorway.
That was my question, is if I can still... I mean, can I still hit him through the doorway?
Like underhand?
Just like an uppercut.
But I mean, like, how high is the door?
With
like
a hammer? I mean, it would be like an 8-foot doorway. And you're going to be, what, 12 feet tall?
Yeah.
So yeah, you like won't be able to get in the room.
But I'm not getting in the room anyway.
You're just going to do an underhanded
swing? He's just
going
to stab him. Just like this.
If you're a monk, you could kick him.
He's got...
Yeah.
Kick him through the door.
Do you have a rapier? Riposte! Well, it's a hammer, so he could swing it any way he wants.
Yeah. You can just underhand it.
I would say, if anything, he has concealment.
Well, yeah, you can't see him, really.
Yeah, because you're going... Like 20, you're larger
20%
than the door,
concealment?
And you're basically taking... Yeah, you're taking the hammer and just swinging it wildly.
Like you're bowling.
In through the door. Yeah, that's fine. Just give him concealment. Okay. As if you're swinging around a corner, but instead it's a giant swinging a hammer.
Well, no, in that case, then it just adds 2 to his AC. If that's what you're doing. It's not
concealment, let's do that instead. Let's do that. Yes, cover.
Partial cover.
That makes sense. We're making it up as we go. That's the beauty of Pathfinder, folks. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
So, magically transform from a mild-mannered cleric into a giant Apache Indian wearing a vest.
Inu.
20 to hit.
That would be a hit. Now roll for... I get a +2. It doesn't matter. It's a hit. Yep.
Okay. Yep, there you go. 10 points of damage.
Oh, Nelly.
Beauteous.
I will say, just to metagame a little bit, both of them are obviously in the negative, and they both have the exact same amount of points away from dying. And make sure you hold me to them losing a hit point per round.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting that.
Is the immolated guy below zero?
Immolated guy is...
He's headless.
Yeah,
he's
currently standing. Oh no, he's not.
Lork chopped his arm off.
I thought that I'm racist now.
Yeah, he was looking at Lork.
I was looking at Lork.
Happened again.
Speaking of Lork, you up?
There
Lork
we go.
Is going to flank the guy who from the other side of Gormley. So Gormley's on one side. Lork's going to come up behind the guy that's been attacking Gorms, and power attack Falchion and miss. Obviously,
Lork's going to Lork.
Lork be Lorkin. Lork be Lork.
Lork's gonna Lork. Ben Vereen, gonna do the old push. Are you gonna yell above this melee? Ben Vereen! Do something!
Gormley's dying, Ben Vereen! Get in here!
Nope. So close. 1 point off. Roll a 24. Handle
thanks, thanks, Ben.
The last round of them being blinded. Thank Jeebus.
This won't last forever. One day Ben Vereen will learn.
This guy.
He may be dead by then.
This guy who just got crushed by a hammer stabs his falchion out the door at this giant Apache Indian.
Stabs right at the crotch.
Right at his legs with his falchion. And also still taking that -2 to hit, 20 to hit.
That's a hit.
Hits.
Right. Concealment.
With the falchion. Well, he's hit. He's attacking straight through the door.
He's blinded. 50% miss chance.
80. On the die.
Oh, there you go.
And he does 13 points of damage.
8 points of damage.
Oh, that's right. You got DR!
Wait, is his weapon evil aligned?
don't get into that. That's advanced play. All right, Baron, you are up. You got juiced, buddy.
Finish him, Baron.
Baron's
finish him.
You can smell that. Baron's gonna that grit point.
Baron's gonna
take him out, man.
No, I already got the grit point. I reduced him below zero.
Tastes like skull.
I'm just gonna.
Well, that's all you have to do. Just take a guy below zero.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's in the rules.
Beautiful.
Baron is going to just shoot at the guy. He's going to reserve his grip point because he'd like to keep it for later.
Yeah, you can't get it back, right?
Yeah.
No. Because at this point, killing him doesn't get it
Everyone's
back.
Below zero.
Joe,
so.
You can't take it with you.
Exactly.
I don't care what they tell you.
Misfire.
Oh, it works.
We haven't had one in
ways.
A while.
I'm sorry. That's a 17.
Well, that's nice.
It's a 17.
Yeah, it is. That really looks like
crayon,
a one.
My crayon came out.
You need a new die.
Yeah. Troy looks skeptical.
It is. I promise. So
that is
wait,
actually,
let me bet it. Yeah, I agree.
23
hits.
Yeah. Hey, he said hit. That's it.
That was a hit.
I said it.
New rule.
He took his hand off the pawn.
That is 10 points of damage.
And he is dead.
Yeah.
Woo! One orc still standing.
Does anyone have a Crayola?
He's still standing.
Do you have a Crayola so I can re-chalk my dice? I'll use the big red one.
Gormley, Gormley hasn't taken a juicy hit in a while. You feeling that bloodlust?
Literally last round I took a juicy hit.
I mean, in the past few combats, like the gorilla didn't touch you.
Oh, yeah.
Gorilla didn't touch anybody, let's be honest. all right, Gormley, you're up.
Gormley's going to take a 5-foot step. Yep. And cast, and she's going to hex the orc, evil eye for AC.
Okay. Just salt in the wounds of this poor, defenseless orc. He rolled a 12 reflex save.
Fail.
Wait, Will? I'm sorry, Will?
Will.
No, he definitely failed. Okay, so his AC is...
-2 for 6 rounds.
And it still has, nice. For this last round, -2 for being blinded, so...
-4.
Okay, so you basically can do anything you want to this guy. That being said, it is his turn. His last round of being blinded. Actually, since it is his last round of being blinded.
Bleed damage.
He will. Yep, thank you. He takes 1 point of damage and goes to swing at Gormley.
At Lork, you mean?
He can't hit Gormley.
At Lork. Critical threat.
Oh, no.
On Lork. I'll roll the concealment this time, and I'm going to roll it right in front of you. 77,
yeah.
And I'm going to roll the confirmation right in front of you.
6. You rolled a 6 on the die.
That's not going to.
What's
do
your
it.
AC?
Don't worry about it.
I should have all your character sheets.
Add all your bonuses.
Yeah, no, yeah, he didn't confirm, but he did hit. Son of a bee.
All right, we're holding you to that. Can't change it later.
10 points of damage. And now it is Jalabras' turn.
I'm going to shrink back down.
What the fuck?
That's the sound it makes when it shrinks.
Oh, okay. Of course.
The sound world, I make when I shrink.
The worldwide leader in clearance. Galabras.
And I'm just going to step into the room and hold.
Okay, Galabras steps in, holds, looks to Lork. Lork, you're up.
All right, Lork's going to try to finish this guy. He's Lork's getting low on HP.
Finish
he's
him.
Bloodied. He's,
How dare you beat this woman?
Takes a swing. Critical threat.
There
we go.
Falchion,
critical threat.
He has a minus two to his AC, thanks to Gormley.
Confirm.
Yeah. Oh, baby. The Lorks are back in town.
There we go.
Have we had multiple crits in a combat before?
Yeah, I think so.
Uh-oh. Joe is...
Any chance you just stopped being blinded? brow cut. Normal damage and 1d4 bleed. Target blinded while
bleeding. Okay, so he basically cut him across his forehead and he's bleeding into his eyes. I can't see.
Cut me, Mick.
Come on, I was just able to see him.
Just got back.
Roll your normal damage. That might be enough to get him.
Plus the bleed.
Yeah.
God damn it. 12 damage. Oh, and then the bleed?
1d4.
1d4 bleed?
Yep.
Bleed, I was just rereading, and it doesn't work that way. Bleed ticks at the start of his turn.
Ow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it doesn't matter because you fucking killed him with a tail.
Cut his brow off.
You scalped him.
Scalped him, yeah.
All right, so now let's assassinate that woman.
Get her! Get her!
Yeah. Coup de grace.
Get her!
Coup de
grace. Coup de grace. Well, she's bound and unconscious.
You know what's... This is just the funny thing about DMing. You always... Such a fucking shit.
What did you forget?
Well, just a couple of huge things about this combat. And you prepare and you prepare and you prepare, and then you start the combat and you just forget everything. Like, I have a blind spot for sneak attack damage. I always forget when I'm playing a rogue or a ninja or something to deal the sneak attack damage. I fucking forgot huge things that make this combat so much more dangerous. All their weapons were poisoned.
Yeah.
Whoa,
that makes a big difference.
That would have, really sapped strength.
Well, you said it.
I said at the beginning of the podcast, what's done is done.
That's what you get for being such a stickler on giving people poison.
Well, it just...
What's going on?
What is going on?
Skid has been controlling sound
And I wanted them to all, every round, use power attack and cleave. And cleave would have really come in handy, but that's the way the cookie crumbles. Rest assured.
Cleave would have come into play multiple times.
Right, because with cleave, if you hit someone successfully, you get a free attack at your highest base attack bonus to an adjacent ally. You guys were all clumped together. Would have been huge. I forgot. But rest assured, the next combat you have, I'm going to make it so fucking hard. I'm nerfing it. I'm making it too easy. And honestly, people want to see one of you die.
Yeah, but you're nerfing it through ignorance, not through...
Right.
Like,
yeah. Well, through just, overwhelmedness.
And we did recently have a poll on Twitter about who...
Yes,
who
a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I was about to ask.
Yeah, and it was actually... Most people chose Lork. They want to see Lork die.
Well, that is how
That
combat...
is such a terrible thing. Well, I think it's because
it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
You mean so much to them, that would give the most weight. I don't think they're like... Fucking Lork, loser, get rid of him.
Nice spin, Troy.
I think it's well spun.
They care so much about you, Lork. They want that emotional impact.
I'm throwing up in my mouth a little bit.
I was only given four options on the Twitter. I was going to add also Ben Vereen and Gary, the Green Sting Scorpion.
That's Howie.
Howie. Gary.
Fuck.
That's how insignificant he is. I don't even know his name.
Oh.
Okay, so there is a woman sitting on the other side.
So Lork goes to the woman, and he'd like to do a heal check, see if he can determine her current state. 16.
She is just like slightly unconscious, but
is
not
she
dying.
Bleeding out? Okay.
No. She's badly bruised. Her lip is split. She's played by Saoirse Ronan.
Oh, Brooklyn. I love her.
It's Saoirse,
actually. Saoirse. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't consult local Gaelic name expert, Matthew Capitacasa.
Saoirse Ronan.
No, I just happened to see an interview where she had a whole thing about how everyone mispronounces her name. Thank you very much.
She has the best accent of anyone in the world.
Watch me butcher it. Next episode.
I just watched.
Oh, wait, that's it, guys.
We're talking to her right now.
Nah, we'll do it next week.
Oh, damn it. You're the worst. I love you.
I am the worst.
I love you. I love you, beautiful ginger.